Welcome to The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy, since we're not going to tell you who we are because Cindy complains about it every week. But I will tell you this.
Yes.
We will keep the cab driver here.
Okay.
We will keep the cab driver
here. I think that's a good idea.
If he wants $100, I'm going to give him $100.
Excellent. You know, $100, $1 million. I'm sticking with paying the extra $100.
Well, we had a great day, a great episode of The Amazing
Race. Oh, my gosh. I was screaming at the TV the whole time. I was just like, no, go. I felt like I was doing it with them.
You were in a panic, but we're spoiling everyone.
Okay,
too far ahead.
Whoever's listening to it has already seen it.
But hey, this show and many shows like it,
yes,
are helped out by the. You can help us out by going to Patreon/JayandJack, and help us out if you can, or you can just go to iTunes, give us a nice review. There's other great shows like The Amazing Race, the Survivor podcast with Colleen, Jack, and Jay. The Leftover podcast, which has got its third season.
I'm very excited because I finally got into it this season.
You did get into it, yep. Yes. Hopefully we'll have a big interview from The Leftovers from someone connected to the show who was connected to Lost, and we're working it out. Hopefully it'll be done in January. The Lost podcast is back. We've had a great time with that. Ramblecast is coming back. We might be doing some other things.
Merry Man
is back, and we're doing our special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer commentary.
Right.
And remember, that's not for kids.
Right.
It's the Merry Man Show.
Sports Talk
with Three Stupid Guys. The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys.
Game of Thrones
with that guy from Tennessee.
Yes. And then we got our Downton Abbey coming
back. And then Billions with Damian Lewis and the guy that looks like me.
Yes.
Paul Giamatti.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're into Justify, you got to watch The Grinder. That's why I got to throw that in there.
Yeah. Oh, if you're a fan of Justify. Yes. Well, The Grinder's funny.
Grinder's hilarious.
It's a very funny show.
Yes.
Anyway, we're here to talk about The Amazing Race
finale.
We are. We start out with all three teams. Well, you get Joey.
I was kind of bummed. Like, I always tell you to write down the times because I want to see what the difference is of times.
Right.
Because Joey and
well,
Kelsey
first it's Chris and Logan leave at 3:54.
Right, and then they left.
Joey and Kelsey leave at 3:55. Well, Justin and Diana leave at 5:37.
Right.
Now, I know I could probably go on Wikipedia and look this up, but again, if CBS, if you're listening, and you should have an access on your new $5.99 site. That didn't make sense. $5.99. Have something on your website. It shows you behind the scenes.
Right, because
now, did Justin and Diana get to sleep in an hour and a half longer?
They must have. So what's the thing if you get to, what's the purpose of leaving first?
It's something like this. It doesn't matter because you're not gaining anything, right?
No, you're not.
So anyway.
So that bugs me, but I understand. I guess maybe they do it so that.
But maybe they all get up at the same time. I don't know. It just maybe you make them sit around and wait.
Why would you make them sit around and wait?
But why would you give them an advantage of sleeping in an hour and a half longer? Or an hour longer. That's a huge advantage. Anyway,
it's an hour and a half.
All three teams are going to Long Island, New York.
Yes.
And I think it's the MacArthur Airport, isn't it?
I don't know. I am.
When Jay and Colleen got married, I made several trips to that airport, even though I didn't fly to that airport.
No.
Several trips to that
yes,
airport.
Yes, you did. We all know that. Okay.
I think it was seven trips total to that airport.
Okay, you're fine. Let's go. You're all better now.
I'm just saying.
You're all better now. So, that was almost 5 years ago. Get over yourself.
You know, you're loud. You're not loud. You're loud. I have to keep turning the mic.
Well, that's your problem. You don't know how to produce a good show. We sound like
I don't know how to.
Logan and Chris.
Well, there we go. Look, Cindy, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. Cindy, he's bigger than me, and he was scaring me, and I had to get out of the cab. All right? I had to turn down the mic. He's bigger than me. I had to do it.
Take your boots.
I'd rather run barefoot than be in these boots anymore.
Take your boots.
I'm not doing it.
Take your boots.
I'm doing the best I can. Stop yelling at me.
Trust me. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Okay.
I've done this before.
Okay.
Anyway.
So they're all leaving Long Island, New York.
They're all going to Long Island, New York. And the first... Chris does, because they're in the airport. Logan and Chris are talking to Kelsey and Joey. And Logan's a little spunky.
Yes, she is.
A little spunky that morning. She's a little fired up, a little...
Don't you think if you were, like, finally first, it would be exciting that moment.
Finally first, you're
racing for the million at that moment. Million, you're all starting out. It's a cool thing.
It is a cool thing. So their first challenge is to go to NYPD. Fire Department. Sorry. Sorry, firefighters. NYFD. My bad. So they have to do this challenge.
I was going
to
say FDYN. What are you trying to say? Why are you silent?
I'm not saying anything.
I was like, I can't believe they would put their contestants in that situation with the fire.
It was fine.
I don't understand.
It's just like a gas fire. It's probably not real. I mean, it's real fire, obviously.
It's real.
But it's not like it's burning out of control. It's a controlled fire. I mean, it's probably just like a barbecue.
Again, you would have to do that challenge.
I would do that. I would do that challenge. I wouldn't have any problem doing that challenge.
No, of
it wouldn't
course
scare
not.
Me.
You're a man. You can do it.
But so Justin, we see the first where Justin gets the cab raise.
Yes.
Here, I'll give you $100.
Right.
And the cab driver wanted more. And then Justin got mad. He goes, I'm not going to give you more.
And then the guy's like, Justin, I already paid for the toll ride.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no tip?
No tip. So the cab driver, he doesn't keep the cab driver. He goes, oh, we'll get another cab. Now, Justin made it. He's from New York. He's probably been to that area.
He's got to know.
He should have known it wasn't going to be easy to find a cab.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you.
So,
and then it just seems like, and he was rude, too, to him.
He was rude. I think
he said the reason why he was rude to the Tata, whatever the other people were.
In China.
China was because they didn't speak the English. No, Justin, you're rude to everybody.
Yeah. This is Cindy talking. Cindy's telling you.
Yeah. No, you're rude to every. You know what? Karma's a bee.
Karma can be bad. I mean,
yeah,
I
come back to bite you.
But again, they played such a smart race, and to lose it over.
I hear that, but
that
again, karma.
Yeah, I get it. So the Chris and Justin and Joey, Chris, Justin, and Joey do the challenge. All three guys do
right.
the challenges. Chris and Justin are neck to neck. Joey's a distant third. Chris is winded. I thought he was panicking.
That's what you said to me. Go, he's panicking.
I think he's panicking, but
let's say I say he's late 40s, right? Would you say 40s in their 40s?
I'd say
but him.
I'd say he's in his 40s. Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's hard to tell when people are losing their hair because they could be younger.
But his face is awful wrinkly. He had more wrinkles than you do. I'm not saying it in a negative.
Man, you're just ticking all these.
So I'm just thinking, you know, I can't imagine running up that ladder and being that fast, and I would be winded, I would think.
Yeah, Chris is freaking out.
Yes.
So
I thought he was
stressing out. Joey's pacing himself. He wasn't really hurrying up the ladder.
I know, because at the end of the conclusion, the fire guy that was with Joey, he was enthusiastic and was really impressed with him and said that if you ever wanted to be a fire guy, come back and look me up.
Well, he just very calm. He didn't run up the ladder. I think I would have probably sprinted up as fast as I could. He just was very calm, just went up the ladder. Justin's first one out in front. He finishes first. Chris drops the kid, the person they rescue. He drops him.
He still did. I was pretty impressed, though. I thought he did a good job.
He did do it. It was 120 degrees up there.
Really? I thought it said 500.
Was it 500 degrees?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I read
Where'd
it
Where'd you get 120 from?
I don't know. So 500 degrees.
Yeah, I had a little thing that went up to 500.
Really? I didn't see that. Well, you have better eyes than I do. Now they have to put the capitals in the places ordered that they went. So the fire hats, they had to put them in the...
And they had an extra one, so
they had an extra one, kind of confuse you. Justin finished it first. We've been studying this. We got this.
Yeah, which makes sense. I would totally see Justin and Diana studying that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's no way they wouldn't have done that. They know the game. They know it well.
Yeah.
There's no way
you
they wouldn't
study everything you possibly can.
Yeah.
Chris doesn't get it on his first try.
No.
Justin and Diana try to take someone's cab.
Yes.
And they're talking to the two cabs that were left behind.
Yes.
And the cab driver's like, no. Now, do you think this is what I think happened? We didn't see it. I think the other cab driver said something to those guys. The other two cab drivers before he left. They don't take this guy. He's a jerk. If this guy, maybe he said something about Justin. I mean, I don't know. It just seems odd that one of those cab drivers wouldn't take him.
They wouldn't even talk to him.
They wouldn't even talk to him.
Until they didn't know where they were. They didn't know where
it
was.
I don't know where it's at. And then one of them said, I do know where it's at. He goes, you have GPS. I know where it's at. And then he said, I don't want to take you.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they say either, they said, because why would the other cab driver just get frustrated and leave?
Yeah. And then the.
It was Chris and Logan's cab driver took off.
Yeah.
So
I thought Chris and Logan's cab driver paid for him to be there, stayed there.
Yeah, they did, because Kelsey and Joey said they hadn't paid yet.
Right.
And so I wonder if that's what happened. I wonder if they went up and we didn't see it. If cab driver said, this guy's a jerk, he didn't tip me, he's rude, I wonder if that's what happened. I don't know for sure, but I'm just speculating.
Yeah, because they were really weird, and I thought that was weird that New York cab drivers wouldn't know where Belmont Steaks was.
Yeah,
right?
Belmont Park.
Park.
So you think, is it Belmont Park? Because I'm thinking San Diego. Anyway, so they were cold. They wouldn't talk to him. Because usually they say, no, I'm with that team.
Right.
That team. They didn't even say that. They said, no. Both of them said, we don't know where it's at. No. So I think the other cab, either they saw it.
Right.
But no, they arrived afterwards. So I don't know. The cab driver must have said something to him.
Good point.
Anyway, so Chris gets Justin and Diana take the first. Joey struggles with the hats at first. Right. He's getting it wrong. But then he finishes second. Chris finishes third. Chris and Logan.
No, Chris and Logan finished before Joey did because they were going into their cab, didn't they?
Huh. Oh, you're right. No, I have Chris and. Anyway. I have Joey finish second. Chris finishes third.
Okay, well,
it was tight.
No, because Chris and Logan was in their cab.
But Logan didn't take Chris didn't take off his stuff.
Oh,
so maybe that's how they got
okay.
the cab first. Right, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is what I wrote down. But then Chris and Logan cab took off, and I think it's because he was getting frustrated with Justin. He just said, I don't need this. I'm going.
Right.
Joey and Kelsey tell Justin and Diana.
They tell
Kelsey, Logan and Chris to get out of the cab, and they do.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm going to put you in this situation because Logan was absolutely ticked off that he got out of the cab. Would you have got out of the cab? Knowing it wasn't your cab.
I don't know. That's a good question. Right now?
Yeah.
If you were asking my opinion right now, I would say I'd get out because I wouldn't even go there because it's not our cab. But
right.
I don't know in that moment.
Moment, it's a race. Now, if you could have done it without them being there, take the cab without them even being there.
I don't know because you know how I am about karma. I always feel like it's going to come back. I don't know. I can't answer that.
I would say, please stay behind. Keep my cab behind. But they got out, and Chris got. I think he did it. But Logan was obviously tearing, just screaming at him the whole way. Logan's not happy with Chris.
Well, they got to the door and told him to get out until the cab driver. These are, and you haven't gotten paid yet.
Yeah. So maybe he told him to get. It might have been.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows what happened in that situation? But it's a shame that I felt bad for Chris and Logan because their cab driver got chased away by. We're assuming by Justin and Diana, or Justin more. Let's see. Justin and Diana are.
They're smart though. When I saw them get, they were looking, and then they decided to go on a bus. I thought that was smart.
Justin, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they go on a bus, but then also Chris and Logan get on a bus.
And they were smarter because they got off the bus. Looked like they it was edited. It got off the bus before Justin.
It did. They
and
said
Diana.
We don't care. Just find
right,
first
get
time we see a cab.
Get
us a cab. Joey and Logan are first to Belmont. They have to take a helicopter to the Hamptons.
Yes, that was so cool.
The Hamptons. It looked like a revenge.
Yeah, it did. Well, that was where it was supposed to be in anyway.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like revenge. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I watched the first season of Revenge.
And
then after
stopped.
That, I was like,
this
is kind of crazy. Let's see. Chris and Logan arrive second. Chris leaves his boots and his fire stuff behind. Now, I'm wondering, God, do they have to bring that stuff? And then I saw the other two, Diana and Justin, show up. I said, okay.
Right.
But he said, I don't need to run shoes. I don't need this. I'm sick of this stuff. I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm blah, 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 blah. Kelsey and Joey arrive first.
And they get on the...
they're looking for a lobster boat.
Right. No, they get on those little things.
Yeah, jet skis.
Those jet skis. She rode it because she, whatever time they've been together, she's always the one that's...
She's the experienced jet ski driver.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool. Like what I loved about those two guys is you really didn't see them fight much.
Not too much, no. A little bit with the chairs.
Yeah, not like
but
mean.
But not like me, no. Logan and Chris arrive second.
Yep.
Justin and Diana third. We still got this, babe. They need to pull up 7 lobster traps, cages.
That looked like a lot
tough
of work.
Tough challenge. Now, my first thought was, okay, Team Texas would have probably done pretty well at this.
Yes, I would agree.
Team Alabama, the mother and daughter.
That would have been, and the cheerleaders.
And the cheerleaders probably would have struggled with this. It looked like they were just, they said it was
it
the
was
toughest,
the hottest challenge,
toughest
they
challenge they had.
Yep. So they had to pull out 7 and put in 7.
I'm like, oh my God, they haven't even pulled out.
No wonder lobster's so expensive.
It is, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
You guys doing that work?
Thank you. Hats off to you.
That's a lot of work.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me enjoy
I'm glad my lobster. I'm glad I eat that every day, too.
We don't.
Okay.
We eat it. Well, I do once a year.
Once a year.
We go to our New Year's Eve thing that we always do.
That's right. We have lobster once a year. Now I'm going to be like, all that work.
Anyway,
they have to arrange the flags in the countries from top to bottom that they had went to,
right.
And there's also an extra flag
right.
in this one.
Right.
Pretty clever there.
But I was kind of bummed because I thought, okay, again, Chelsea and why did I just draw a blank?
Chelsea.
I don't know why I keep saying Chelsea. The newscasters.
Kelsey and Joey.
Kelsey and Joey. They said they studied the flags, and they still mess up for the first time.
Well, because they put one flag too many.
Right. But they said they studied them.
Yeah.
So what were they thinking?
Well, you're panicking. Sometimes you're panicking. Logan and Chris are just struggling with it. They're struggling.
And they said we didn't study.
We didn't study.
Yeah, we have no idea.
I mean, you have. I mean, at night, what else do you have to do? I mean, you gotta study.
It's not like it's a shock that you don't need to know where you've traveled.
Right.
It's always different, but right. Every season they have that seems to be what's in the finale.
I'm not one to sit there and study. I don't like to study.
No,
it's hard
not.
To keep me sit down. But I would write down every okay.
Right.
I just keep repeating it over my head. And the flags, that's pretty smart, studying the flags that you've been to, because I'd be like, oh, wait, which flag is which, you know?
Right.
So then Joey and Kelsey don't get it on the first try, but they get it on the second try, so they take off.
Right, and they're the first to take off.
Justin and Diana get it on the first try.
And he knew it.
He knew it. He's smart. Like I said, his mistake was him.
Yes.
Not his fact.
And again, I know you said that, you know, the celebration, but I most good teams or things that I've been around, superstition, like,
well, you look
you
at
know, well, can I finish? So you see a pitcher. You see a pitcher who's has a no-hitter.
Right.
They don't go near him. They don't talk to him. He sits all by himself. There's a routine. It's like that. I think they brag too much. And when you brag too much, it comes back.
Well, you lose your focus.
Yes. And you need to just stay with where you're at. And I just think he celebrates too much instead of at the very end you celebrate.
I think his problem was it wasn't so much it's the fact that he let his ego, he let that cab driver, he got frustrated with him, and he said, the heck with you.
Again, his ego, his celebration, thinking I'm greater than everybody else. That's great to think all those things. Keep your mouth shut and just prove it at the end.
Right.
Keep your mouth shut. Act like you've been there.
You think they'll be back again?
Yeah, I think people will vote him in.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see him again.
Yeah, I would too.
They're good. They're a good team. They're a strong team. It's just, you know.
Keep
like
your
said,
mouth shut.
Stay focused. If he was playing for the Patriots, he'd be cut.
Yes.
Because Bill Belichick doesn't put up with that.
No.
Bill Belichick's no nonsense. He goes, you know,
be humble.
You can hate the Patriots. And I like I said, they're not my favorite team. But when it comes down to it, I go, well, they win because, you know, some people say they cheat. But they win because they stay focused. They don't celebrate until it's winning the Super Bowl is what you celebrate. Whereas I've said it before about my Chargers. They make a great tackle. They're celebrating like they won the Super Bowl.
But most great players, teams, you know, the amount of sports that I have watched in my life and been around, and even my own kids that I taught skating to, not my children, but my skaters that I taught, I call them my kids, all of them, we were always humble, act like you've been there, don't embarrass yourself, or if you're disappointed, do it somewhere. Even our daughter's a cheerleading coach. She has that same philosophy. We taught our kids the same thing. Because it's just, being a braggadocious does not get you anywhere.
No.
And so I just said if he would have stayed focused, a lot of their mistakes is he got overconfident, and when you get overconfident, you're not thinking clearly.
Well, I think what you're saying, he was so cocky with the cab driver, he wasn't thinking.
No.
He lost track of the game.
Yes.
You need to how many times you watched the show and the cab – you've watched the show 100 times. The cab – how many times does someone get screwed up because the cab driver leaves?
Right.
Or someone comes and takes your cab – because their cab's
gone. And then
you knew
where you were in New York. Like you said, I lived there 20 years. We even know going to New York, in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to find a cab.
No.
They're going to go where the money is.
They're going where the airports are at, where the people are at.
You would think that there would be people, cabs, want to be at the New York Fire Department training place.
Well, you've got to remember, they drove to the place. You have to look around. Is there any big buildings?
Right. That really surprised me.
And in fact, he knows it. He said it. It cost him the game.
Well, and again, losing focus. Yeah. He was being a charger.
Yeah. Chris and Logan still struggling with the flags.
Yeah.
Justin, Diana.
I knew Chris and Logan was done at that point. Yeah. I knew it was just going to be between Chris and Diana.
Because the next one I knew was going to be another.
Justin and Diana.
The next one was going to be another.
Right.
Another rearranging, arranging everything in order. Justin and Diana have closed the gap. Joey and Kelsey take off on their dune buggy first. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it did. I wanted to turn to you and say, let's do that when we go to the beach one day. It's not like we go to the beach. Obviously, you hate the beach.
I love the beach.
Oh, my gosh. You're really going to
sit there? I don't like.
You don't like the sand?
No. I don't like having to hassle with all the people.
Then you don't like the beach.
I like the beach.
No.
I like going to a beach where there's nobody there.
Do you know a place like that?
Well, Kauai, when I was there. I go to the beach.
You know, that when we went to Kauai, that was like 20. How old is Jay? He was 2. That was 28 years ago.
I'm sure there's a couple more people there.
Okay.
No, I like the beach. I love the sound. I like the water.
I'm not saying you don't like it.
When I was a kid, I lived at the beach.
As an adult
with kids, I didn't like the beach because it would take me 7 trips back and forth to. in La Jolla Shores to bring all the stuff there. And by the time I sat down, I go, all right, we're ready to leave, Dad. Okay, let me go take the stuff all the way
but
back.
But you know what? It was supposed to, again, Justin, you're supposed to enjoy the moment are with your kids.
The moment was.
Look at now. You want to try to bring your kids now to the beach?
The moment for me was bringing all the stuff to the beach.
I don't know. I had.
I think anyone that has kids out there and has ever been to a beach in San Diego where you can't park within 40 miles
I never had any problems. I took the kids. The kids and I went all the time, the three of us.
You know, when I would take the kids during the day, we had no problem.
I went all the time on Sundays.
I'd go during the week.
Excuse me. You lost. You suck. You have no patience for it. And that's the way it is.
You want me to bring a kid in here?
Go ahead, bring a kid in.
Because I would take the kid.
No, you're not bringing Heather in. She'll always take your side.
No, because I would bring the kids. Look, can I finish here, Larry? I would bring the kids and go when after the surfers were done surfing. I said, okay, they'll be done by 9:30. We'll go after that. They'd get their wetsuits off, leave, and we get a parking space right in the front row.
Can we just say, you know what, Sid?
Anyway, so they
can
had.
Can you just say, you know what, Sid? You were a little more carefree when you took the kids to the beach. You didn't worry about all the things that I worried about, and you were better at it than I was.
Yeah, you didn't worry about them drowning and stuff. So anyway.
You really can't give that to me, can you?
You win.
You really can't give that to you, can you, Logan?
You win. You win. So the challenges they had put together at Anna. I wrote it down, but I can't read my writing. Some kind of chair. It's a deck chair.
I'm so upset because you didn't give me any credit.
Anna duck chair.
What the hell?
I'm just laughing at you because you're mad. Yes, you love the beach and you have more patience at the beach. Okay, you win. You're right. You're right, Logan. You're right. You're right, Logan. I don't care. That put together an anodic chair. All right, that put together these beach chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Logan finally get the flags right. Justin and Diana arrive. Justin is trying to get in. Joey's head.
Yes, he was.
And it was working.
Yes, it was.
And he was smart. I mean,
I know. I was like, oh my God, stop, go. And I was going insane.
You were panicking. You were like, come on, no.
No.
Joey and Kelsey don't get it right on the first try.
No, I just thought, I just almost peed my pants there.
And they also failed on the second attempt. I go,
when
they had to take that thing off, the bottom off, I go.
I just like, oh, they lost.
Because it looked like, got to give Diana and
yes.
Justin credit. They were, it's like they had built chairs, those deck chairs. I wish I could read my writing. But they look like they'd... I go, how are they putting those together so fast?
I don't know. I was just, like, sweating. I was just screaming at the TV. I was like, no, please, come on.
Okay, so then Justin and Diana go, and they failed on their first one. So then Kelsey and Joey finally finished first.
And then I knew when they were running, I was like, yes!
Because you see Phil, they have to look for Phil.
And then all the team members that were there... They were really excited to see who was winning.
Yeah.
They were. You could just. I think that's the first time I've seen someone get so excited to see who was actually
Again,
winning.
They should have an after show. I don't know why I keep saying this. Again, put on your CBS website. The one you charge $5.99 a month. We're going to have it. If you want to see it, we have a two-hour show on there. I'd love to hear the whole cab thing and all the different things. The thing at the 2 minutes at the end is not enough.
I agree.
Put it on the website. I would pay for the website. I know other people would pay for it to see that kind of stuff, that behind the scenes stuff.
Maybe they can't do it because it's copyright with the Survivor thing. That maybe they don't.
It's a CBS show.
Didn't Survivor do it first?
Yeah, but there's people.
Well, Amazing Race is one of the most Emmys.
But shows are copy each other all the time.
True.
So they finished first. They're very happy, very excited.
I was excited for them. I was just thrilled for them.
Justin and Diana looked like they didn't want to finish the race.
I felt like they were my kids. I'm so excited for them.
They finished second, and I could see where it's like, you know, you dominate the race, and you don't win. And then Logan and Chris finished third, and that was the end of the Amazing Race. They're happy. Joey's going to pay off his dad's mortgage, which was a nice thing.
Well, you know, out of 100,000, they only get 600,000.
Well, after taxes and stuff, only get 600,000. That'll buy a lot of lobster.
$400,000 goes to the government.
I know.
That's a lot of money.
Government worked hard on that race. So, again, you see how everybody was excited, but it gets to the point, too, I go, I forgot about those teams. I always feel bad for the teams that finish at the end because I forgot about them.
Well, I didn't forget about them all, but...
I forgot they're in the race.
I think this time, because we're doing a podcast, I remember them a little bit more than I normally do.
Yeah, but I thought it was great. But again, CBS have an after party. Have a thing where you just go on your website and we watch it on the website.
Right, we know that already. But, of course, the next ones are all... I was looking at it, I said, oh, my
well,
God.
Well, before, let's if you want to know what's going to happen on the next Amazing Race, it's
no,
out there.
No, it is. We just know who they are.
I know.
They're all
social media people.
And they're like, you missed your calling. That was you. You and Jay.
That could be me and Jay. Well, you yes. Jay, I'd be yelling at him the whole time.
No, you two get along well.
Yeah, we get along well, but, you know, I can be a little... No. I'm competitive. Well, he's competitive.
He's competitive. You two would be fine. No, I don't think you would have any issues.
Yeah, but anyway, so next one looks...
Him running, you would be upset with.
Yeah, because he runs, doesn't run right.
Yeah, but everything else, no, you'd be fine.
But...
You and I would kill each other.
We would kill... I would come off looking like Logan and Justin. Logan's always yelling at Chris, and Justin's always getting frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably look like Mommy Dearest with the makeup, making sure my lipstick's sweating. I'd be sweating like a pig.
We gotta finish the race. We gotta finish the race. No, I gotta put my lipstick on.
Anyway,
I enjoyed the season. I enjoyed talking about it. I hope you guys enjoyed what we're, you know, sometimes we struggle with some of the words because I can't read my writing, can't remember what it actually is called. I don't think I've even sat in a chair like that before.
I don't think we have.
No. I've never been to the Hamptons.
Isn't our plastic chairs that are fake, aren't those kind of like those kind of chairs?
Yeah, kind of. But they're not beach chairs. They're not low.
No, but they're kind of like the way they're sitting in the back and the hoo and the ha.
Yeah. I've always wanted a beach chair, and I used to think about this all the time, because when you're laying at the beach when I was a kid, when I was in my high school, you'd always have to get up and rotate with the sun.
Yes.
You know, you have to follow the sun. What they should have is a beach chair that rotates.
What a great idea.
But how do you keep the sand out of it? Ah, that's the problem.
Because you hate the sand.
So anyway, you have to rotate.
Look at that look he just gave me.
You have to rotate the chair around as the sun goes on. You just kind of shift, or you have like a little remote control where it could be powered by the sun. So a solar powered rotating beach chair. Someone wants to get that idea, make billions, and just give me one. We'll call it even.
Okay.
They probably have them out there.
I'm sure they do.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the next Amazing Race. We will be here for that.
Yes, we will.
We will be here when it starts in
February.
We'll probably do a pre one. Maybe we'll talk about the.
Well, we have January. We're going to start our Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey and Billions.
I'm looking forward to it.
When does Billions start?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
We'll be definitely doing Downton Abbey. I've only watched two episodes so far. You've watched the entire
all of them,
season except Christmas.
Except Christmas.
I'm going to wait and watch them when they're on.
Okay.
Because I just couldn't keep up with the football and stuff. But thanks for listening to us. Thanks for joining us.
We wish you all a wonderful, happy holidays.
Have a
Merry
safe,
Christmas.
Safe holiday.
Happy Hanukkah. We hope you all have a
whatever
wonderful,
you celebrate, have a good time.
Yep,
and
happy
be
New
nice
Year.
To people out there. If you're shopping, be kind. Don't be rude. Be like me when you're shopping. Hey, go ahead.
Do you shop for
well,
presents?
Well, when I'm there.
Do you shop for presents?
I don't shop for presents,
I didn't
no.
think so. Okay, so
I'm not a shopper.
Again, what a great mother I am.
You are a great mother. Yes, you are.
And you're a good daddy.
Yeah, I try. I have shopped for the grandkid.
Yeah, we buy all the time things for him.
Yeah,
we stop now because we're a little crazy.
Well, I had to say today. I actually said today. All right.
He's got enough toys at our house.
There's he's only here like once a week. I go, right. What are you doing here? I go, there's no more stuff to put anything.
I know.
I mean,
but
looking,
we were the same with our own kids, though. Our own kids had way too much stuff.
I'm looking at the Thomas the Train. Well, that was because everyone bought the stuff.
Yeah, I know.
We finally said, no more. Stop. Stop buying stuff.
Remember Aunt Tammy used to give us a hard time about how much toys we had, that when she had her kids, she had tons of toys, too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hilarious when you think about it.
Because grandparents are crazy. They're nuts.
Grandparents are crazy.
But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. At this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons.
Oh, okay.
Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfilter. Your team on Monday night. Sorry. Or was it Sunday night? The Redskins. Washington. Kind of choked that one. But anyway... Lost the Cowboys.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It happens. So anyway.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. If you want to go to the beach, go enjoy the beach. Best time to go is after the surfers have done their... Because surfers go early in the morning, catch the waves, because they want to be the only ones out there. Then after that, you can get a great parking space, because you can just be patient like me. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.